This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Most Connecticut school students will get free breakfast this year. Suffolk officials stress the importance of slowing down in work zones. Plus, a new law in New York takes effect this week on police communications with ICE. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. School is almost back in session, and this year, most students in Connecticut will get free breakfast to start the day. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
$12 million from the state will go toward making sure every kid starts the day with a meal, as long as their school is enrolled in the federal school breakfast program. There are 500,000 K-12 students in Connecticut. Low-income kids can also get free lunch. Earlier this month, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz says they hope to expand that next legislative session.
I and the governor and many people in the legislature will be back fighting for universal lunch as well.
Nearly one in five children in Connecticut are food insecure. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Suffolk County officials say they're strictly enforcing the so-called move-over law after a driver killed a construction worker in Nisconsin this month. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
New York state law requires drivers to slow down and move over when there's emergency vehicles or construction crews on the roads. Suffolk County Police Chief Kevin Catalina says the law applies to any vehicle on the side of the road.
If you see somebody pulled over, slow down and move over, right? It's very, very simple. Be extra, extra careful in the construction work zones. Those are, you know, exceedingly dangerous for the men and women who are out there on the side of the roads.
Violators could face a fine up to $150 and 2 points on their license. And those penalties can double in a work zone. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
A Texas court cut some of the money owed to the parents of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it's a tiny fraction of the $1 billion plus he owes the families.
The families sued Jones for defamation over his claims the shooting didn't happen. In 2022, Jones lost cases in both Texas and Connecticut. He has yet to pay the families any significant money and has been rearranging his finances in bankruptcy court. A Texas court cut most of the $50 million payout Jones owed to Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, parents of first grader Jesse Lewis. They said the two didn't show evidence Jones's harassment warranted exceeding the state's cap on payments per plaintiff, meaning he now owes them about $6 million. An attorney for the families called the ruling irrelevant, and the decision has no bearing on the money Jones owes in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
A new state law requires police agencies around New York to end their formal cooperation with ICE. More on that is coming up.
September 1st, we open the door. What comes through? That's up to you. A ghost? A regret? A memory that refuses to stay in the past? The Connecticut Voices Writing Contest from WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop asks, what haunts you? Submissions open September 1st. You could win $250 and a chance to share your story on WSHU. Submissions open September 1st, and you can get all the details at WSHU.org.
The waters off Jones Beach had an unusual visitor, an oceanic manta ray. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation shared video on social media of the diamond-shaped fish feeding off Long Island's south shore. Mantas are usually found in tropical waters and can weigh up to 4,000 pounds. A veteran organization in Connecticut is paying special tribute to a Navy SEAL from Stamford who died in 2011. The Darien VFW Hall has been renamed for Brian R. Bill. He was 31 years old when he died during a helicopter attack in Afghanistan. New York State officials have eliminated fees for SUNY graduate students working at state-funded schools, thanks to a carve-out in the state budget. The move will affect over 7,500 students, saving them around $2,000 a year. This is WSHU's Birdsong Break. This week, a little bird with a big sound. It's the Carolina Wren. Our region is at the northern edge of their range, but they can be spotted here all year long. Look in areas of low vegetation, and you may spot their distinctive rusty brown feathers and bold white eyebrow stripe. Take a breath, listen, and let nature remind you to slow down. This has been WSHU's Bird Song Break featuring the Carolina Wren. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and visit WSHU.org for more. A new state law requires police agencies around New York to end their formal cooperation agreements with the federal immigration authorities by tomorrow. As the New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vilkind reports, some officials plan to resist the law and argue that cooperation increases public safety.
Hundreds of people are booked into the Rensselaer County Jail each year. The cement block facility is about 8 miles up the Hudson River from Albany. And as booking officer Jimmy Kelly explains, everyone goes through the same procedure.
They come in through these doors over here, the sally port. At this time, he's got restraints on. I'll take the restraints off, typically handcuffs, shackles, take possession of all his property.
One of those checks is with ICE. Undersheriff Michael DiNardo explains that since the county has a formal cooperation agreement called 287G, it gets data instantly that might otherwise take days.
We don't want someone coming here paying a dollar to get bail, and then we didn't get information back in the right amount of time, and we release them to the street.
So you're saying this ICE database that you're checking under the 287G agreement, how important is that?
It's huge. We don't want to release somebody out into that street that shouldn't be out there.
I'm touring the jail with DiNardo and Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, a Republican who's the top elected official here. He says he won't comply with the new law and has been unsuccessfully trying to call Governor Hochul.
We don't feel like we're doing anything wrong here. I just want an answer. Tell me why. And if they think I'm going to blindly just say, well, the law is the law, they're talking to the wrong guy.
No one is above the law.
That's Hochul during a recent press conference. The Democratic governor has been clear that the state will enforce the new statute after the Tuesday deadline.
They will face legal action. Because in New York, I want our police focused on one thing. One thing, keeping people safe, not doing ICE's job.
11 of the 13 jurisdictions that cooperate with ICE are winding down their formal agreements. The outliers are McLaughlin and Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, the Republican running against Hochul in November. Blakeman's county has the most extensive cooperation agreement with ICE. County police officers go on raids with ICE agents, and the federal agency uses the county jail. Both will be prohibited under the new state law, and Blakeman has been tight-lipped about his plans. But he got big applause at a recent rally with President Trump when he said cooperating with ICE has taken guns and drugs off the streets.
Kathy Hochul, where do you want those guns? What neighborhood do you want to destroy? Where do you want those drugs? What community do you want to destroy? Where do you want those...
ICE data shows that most immigrants who are detained haven't committed crimes. Immigrant advocates say people with ongoing asylum cases are being arrested during traffic stops and at scheduled check-ins. According to the Rensselaer County Sheriff, 9 people have been turned over to ICE from the county jail since McLaughlin started the partnership in 2018. On Long Island, the newspaper Newsday reported that in the year after Trump took office in 2025, 147 immigrants detained at the Nassau County Jail had prior convictions for violent crimes. That's less than 5% of the immigrants who were arrested.
I completely disagree with this narrative.
That's State Senator Julia Salazar, a Democrat from Brooklyn. She pushed for the new state law and said ICE is detaining and deporting undocumented immigrants who don't have criminal histories.
It really is not acceptable for New York to be complicit in ICE tearing apart our communities, families from each other, parents from children.
Salazar says the new law taking effect this week will make New York safer for immigrants and everyone else. In South Troy, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And for more from us, check us out over on Instagram. Give us a follow there. Leave us a comment. That really helps us out. We are at WSHU Public Radio. We'll see you there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your evening, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.